Hi, this audio is to the evening program and reviewing through the yoga videos of the Arthur Borman with Diamond Dallas and the other videos pertaining to everyday real life stories of transformation. So by now you've gone through the Buddha documentary and you've listened to the Jon Kabat-Zinn mindfulness beautiful course of events that he did, bringing people into their body and into their breath. And what I'd like you to do this evening is to go through the evening private links. So the programs could be day one, two, or three, with a focus of narrowing in on a hero of yours. It could be several. I like to keep it to one for myself. That is inspiring. Somebody like the Diamond Dallas and the Arthur Borman story so is beautiful to think about what's possible for you and rekindle again the dignity and the soul of what you want to bring about. And I think that this exercise is one of the finest of all exercises in doing just that. When you hit an area that is very real and raw, and sorry, there's a bus on this route, you will feel more naturally empowered and have more understanding of why you're loving what it is that you're doing. And so the evening program is for tonight designed to awaken your hero. So I'd love for you to get into that good vibration of what is very empowering and heroic in your story. This is a very personal share, so maybe the essay doesn't go farther than just for you. I will glance at it though to make sure that it's done. And it is 500 words, but very often people in the training will get close with each other and want to share it. So, but keep in mind, it's up to you. You're not pushed into talking about these things until you feel ready. We've had examples of students just finding their weaker point, their vulnerability, and that being a keyhole very often into their empowered state. For example, a student in the past had undergone skin cancer and at a really, really young age, like 22, life-threatening situation, which really animated and woke her up and helped her find and regain her own hero through a dog that she got out of the pound. So this dog had acquired some sort of fleas or bugs, or I don't know, but it was one of the life-threatening, and they had to take the dog back. So back to the owner, the previous owner with the dog, and then she was grieving both her own body, what was going on in her body with the cancer and the loss of this animal. She prayed on it. She meditated. She had a lot of family support. She went to other people for support. In that time, something changed and shifted. And as her own cancer diminished and went away, she found her dog was healed. So they called her and she could go get the dog. Now, her dad hated dogs, and when they went to go get the dog and bring the dog home, the father was inseparable because the dog represented healing and this woman's transformation occurred. And of course, her father wanted her daughter to be well. So the dog is an inseparable part of the family and being with the dad now. So she gave the dog to the dad. And that's just an illustration of something that really rings true for a rebirth, a regeneration, something that has fundamentally shifted in your life. There's a story about scarcity and abundance in another person's journey. She was a social worker, and she always took on these jobs that were scary, and they were in really bad neighborhoods. And she felt like she had to because she wanted to make more money. So abundance was really the message she was wanting to receive. She wanted to give up this job, though, because her family was actually quite concerned for her, and so she was. But she was hooked to the idea that this was going to be a greater way of having job security and making more money. She allowed her shift to occur. She gave up that job. She started working for an office in a nice setting, and she found that she was getting just as much of a paycheck and feeling more secure. She was able to save more and have an overall greater balance of life. There's this other story of this girl who was going through a bout with her eating disorder in her body. She was gaining weight mysteriously, and she started obsessing about it, and she just started being afraid of her body, and she noticed even more so, though, that shallowness, the vanity of worrying about that. She didn't want to become that shallow kind of person. So she said that with a shift, it was just the consciousness, something moved, and she began to feel perfectly safe and skinny. And she just said the weight dropped off of her. So this is what awakening to something outside of us does. When we only think about poor little me, the spirit can't get in there. And so what we want to do is open ourselves up to a transformative experience. So I'd like you to look through the videos that you find. Arthur is one of them. Judith Orloff is another one. And Judith Orloff's story is really beautiful. And that her mother was a repressed intuitive her whole life. And basically, Judith was kind of in touch with that, but it had not been able to surface until her mom was on her dying deathbed. And her last words were, "Honey, you come from a family of intuitives. We're all intuitive. I've never told you this. I didn't want you to know because it's not accepted in our society." So Judith went on to say, "Okay, well, I'm making it my life calling to become a doctor, but I'm going to be a psychiatrist, and I want to be somebody that legitimizes intuition. So I want to make the sixth sense real. And I'm an empath." She's, you know, Judith was saying, "I'm an empath. And also, I'm smart, so I can put those two together." And for me, I guess, you know, I really love the idea of abundance and doing what you love and having them be in sync and compatible and workable. Why wouldn't they be? The universe has our back. So you'll hear that message from me a lot in the teacher training course, that this is a beautiful universe and that it wants for you to be happy. It wants for you to be well. And what you are wanting is wanting you. And so you can think of it like a triangle: you, the universe, and the circumstances in your life. And if any of those circumstances are in some sort of chaotic pattern or just not forthcoming, it is the universe that is wanting to rebalance itself so that when it arrives, the universe has just as much pull. It's a gift in a way. It's kind of like a little playpen. You get to be put in this little safe zone, safe area, until you're ready to work with the bigger tools. And then you can handle that. So you get these little glimmers and these little twigs that are letting you know that the land is insight and drawing nearer. And we're here to wake up everybody's divinity, and we're all on an equal playing field as far as the divine light moves in and through us. So becoming more of a sharing being, having a bigger sense of altruistic help for others, being interested in another person's happiness, these are the gifts of the goddess and the gods. So I want you to go through the video, write up a 500 words about your hero. Why is this your hero? What is it pulling out in you? What are three things in you that it is helping to dissolve? Any kind of blockages. So just shifting through my notes here, a couple of summers ago, we had a really nice essay, and I was just going to refer to here it is. Sorry, it's a little bit, a lot of different fun exercises that we'll look at in the course, and making it your own. So another student talks about a concussion that she had. She had one in a car accident, and then she had another one falling down the steps. A poor thing. She hit her head on a radiator, and that was her second concussion, and she'd already suffered head injury the first time. So she said everything was looking pretty next to scary and impossible. But she said healing naturally, she said it was more of a bumpy experience, but it was also so beneficial to learn from. And so I'd say courage is one of the things that she gained. So she shifted away from isolating herself, and she reached out for support. And there are numerous other things here. I'll just read to you. It's just such beautiful writing. She said, in order to pass the time, I would dedicate every day and every ounce of energy I had for the next 2.5 months to heal, keep up, and catch up. I gave it my best shot. Despite small chances of being successful, things got very hard, and I had to learn to cooperate rather than compete with myself. And then staying focused and on track. There were many times I had to put up a good fight, and I had to resist the urge of giving up, but I kept giving it an extra 10%, and eventually graduation day came and I experienced the greatest relief ever. I passed and I overcame the obstacle with great determination and hard work. This was very enlightening to me. So, I want you in this essay to just be inspired by those stories and let the words pour out of you. Let it feel like it's true for you, and it will be true for us. So this is a journey, again, to be in touch with your universal self and to have fun going through the videos and writing about your own personal hero, that you are there for you. And we look forward to sharing that. Okay, have fun. Bye.